have a regular egg poacher. You know, the hot water in a separate compartment beneath it. And then there's four little cups, you know, that you put the eggs in. They're not cooked in the water.
So you, that's where you poach your eggs. How do you refer to fat salt pork? So you might season your vegetable with, or...
Well, I call it fat back.
Mainly fat back, you call it.
Well, wait a minute now. I'd call it side meat if it's strictly and strict fat. But the fat back doesn't have either. In fact, it doesn't come from the same place in the hog, does it?
I don't believe so. Not much of my. Don't know much about pork except the parts I like to eat. Which part it comes from.
Well, I know all about it. We used to kill hogs every winter.
Had to learn it the hard way.
And I think that comes from just like it sounds, right in the center back, right up on top of the pea. Big slab of fat that we used to render into lard.
Oh.
When they kill hogs,
that's
cut that up to
lard.
Or when you cut up all the excess fat, trim, you know, off your joints and the sides, slabs of bacon.
And when you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it?
Well, we call them, let me say, sides.
Right. How about the meat that
Midlands. I've heard the side meat called Midland.
Do you know, have you ever heard of anybody refer to the outside of the bacon? What it might be called, edge, that you might even cut it off before you slice it?
It rind.
The rind. The kind of meat that you eat with the eggs, do you ever refer to it anything other than bacon? What about sausage? Do you like sausage?
Yes, very fond of sausage.
How would you maybe refer to the person that would kill and sell that meat?
Butcher.
The butcher. Actually, in this part of the country, we don't have butchers in the sense that, in other words, a butcher's market as much as he's at the more at the freezer lockers and places like that.
Yes. Now,
do you remember going to a butcher? It was a child. Did they?
You mean
a
butcher
shop?
Oh, yes. I remember when they didn't have any, darling, because they had no refrigeration. And these farmers, you know, there might have been one or two that would butcher a cow or a hog on Friday night and chill it out and cut it up and then peddle it from door to door on Saturday.
Really?
Yes. Right there in Baltimore.